Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Hello everyone. Today in Europe in a Soundbite, we will be focusing on town twinning.
What is town twinning?
In the early 1950s, the Secretary General of the Council of European Communities, Jean Barrette, defines town twinning as the coming together of two communities that agree to become associated, to act in a European perspective, and to develop a closer relationship. But twinning also exists between towns situated in the same country, and there are also those that don't link communities, but rather regions, neighbourhoods, schools, and associations. On the whole, twinning is characterised by the desire to create links between areas of a similar size and with similar functions. They are important tools of practical cooperation and socio-cultural and economic exchange, as well as being vehicles and symbols of unity.
When did the first examples of town twinning appear?
The origins of this phenomenon go back to the beginning of the 20th century. In 1913, the Swiss town of Brugg and the German town of Rottweil came together in partnership. In the aftermath of the First World War, British and French towns adopted destroyed towns and villages of northern France. Other types of partnerships made after 1918 demonstrated the will to revise the borders derived from the new European political order rather than to promote reconciliation.
When did the phenomenon really grow in status?
The practice of twinning developed greatly on the continent from the end of the 1950s onwards, firstly in Western Europe, then in Eastern Europe, and between towns of rival blocs of the Cold War. These twinnings mark a change in direction from the pre-World War II experience. During the Cold War, we can distinguish three types of twinning: those made in Western Europe, notably in terms of uniting former enemies, starting with France and Germany, and in terms of accompanying the construction of a European community. Secondly, the twinnings of Eastern European towns, such as those part of the Warsaw Pact, with those of Western European towns under the communist administration so as to promote socialist unity. And finally, the East-West twinnings that multiply during the peace of the 1970s, aimed at contributing to a coming together of the two blocs.
What's become of it today?
After the Cold War, twinnings, supposed to incarnate the Europe of citizens, began to flourish alongside the enlargement of the European Union in developing cross-border and inter-regional cooperation and contributing to common management of a painful past. Despite the phenomenon becoming globalised since the end of the 20th century, Europe remains the homeland of twinnings, given it is currently home to around 20,000 of them. However, certain twinnings are starting to struggle, while the process is tending to become more technical and professional, in particular for big cities that use them as a means of lobbying in the era of globalisation.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.